In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Why do rappers like Young Dolph get killed in their own hood, their hometown? We can talk about that on the flip side of this.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black-owned from the start jump, because a black-owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know. How to find hope and go. Mental health first, self-help motivation quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart, showing proof just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart, how we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams, yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single but not for the streets, and my heart together financially free. I'm a 90s hip-hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip-hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
Was goody, was goody, was goody, people. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. I want to talk about it, man. Another one dealing with Young Dolph. And this is real because it's not only about Young Dolph. I want to look at the bigger picture. I want to look at the fact that so many young black men, talented young black men, rich young black men, lose their lives in their own hometown, they hood. Murdered by the hands of hometown natives. People that went to the same public schools, ate from the same free lunch lines. We might be out here fucking the same women, got the same baby mamas. We done had beef with the same side of the hood over there. Why shouldn't somebody that make it out the hood be able to trust those you grew up with? You know why? Because a lot of motherfuckers that's still in the hood and didn't make it out feel entitled. A motherfucker feel like because somebody you know made it, somebody you came up with made it, a motherfucker owe you something. Don't nobody owe you nothing. If you ain't standing on your own two, you lost already. If you can't get it how you live, you lost already. motherfucking make it out the hood, rapping, basketball, whatever, acting. Maybe a motherfucker went to school, got a great career job, was able to afford a house outside of the ghetto. He only come around holidays and shit. Why you hating on that black man? Why he got to lose his life when he come back home for the holidays? When he want to come through with an 18-wheeler full of turkeys, giving out turkeys to the whole hood. Why he got to lose his life? Because a weak, spineless motherfucker don't know how to get up off his own ass and get his own money, make an honest dollar and succeed to take care of his responsibilities and feed his money? Oh, that's why. Continuously, rap artists and other forms of entertainers and athletes lose their life because the spineless scumbags can't respect the fact that this man did what he got to do to get to where he's at in life. And he don't owe you nothing. That's why so many people make it out the hood and don't look back. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Why should they? Who would want to? Because it ain't adding up. It ain't making sense. We like crabs in a bucket in the black community. We don't want to lift each other up. We want to pull each other down. If I got to step on your neck to get to the bag, then that's what it is. We got to lose that mentality. That mentality ain't doing nothing but making us self-destruct, making the community implode until it explode. Pardon me. It's doing nothing but causing the community to implode until it explode. And that's what happened in Memphis. The beef, the tension was slowly imploding. It was slowly imploding. Each incident, each shootout, each time a motherfucker got shot, each time a motherfucker made a diss record, each time a motherfucker tweeted some fuck shit, each time a motherfucker tried to come through the hood and a motherfucker gave him a screw face, each time a motherfucker baby mother got fucked, each time a motherfucker gave some money to the ops, each time a nigga did until a pressure, boom! And now, young Dolph is dead. Allegedly, with his head open in a cookie shop. Dead in broad daylight. On the same soil he loved and cherished daily. Dead in the same community he was there to give back to. Dead in the same community he made his home. Dead in the same community that's still currently dying. The community itself is dying. Its residents dying, being killed senselessly. The violence is at an all-time high in the city of Memphis because a motherfucker had a determined idea to kill a beloved rapper that was loved greatly by millions around the world, not only in Memphis. So why do rappers get killed in their own hood? Because of the jealousy, because of greed, the hate, the envy, the lust. Lusting for a lifestyle that you can't afford. For materialistic things that's out of your reach. For namesake and recognition, for stripes. But all it really did is cost you your life also. I'm yours truly, Tyron Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below, and please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.